Torah tells us, "Ve'elah Shemos b'nei Yisrael haboy Mitzrayma, Eis Yaakov Yishu v'eso bo." So, Ve'elah Shemos, the Archaim HaKadosh is Medayik. What's Ve'elah? You know, Chazal say, if it says Ve'elah, it's Pasal HaSarishoyim. It comes to exclude something previously. Ve'elah is Moisif. So, what is the Moisif over here? Ve'elah. Tamar Ve'elah, but Tosef is Vav, says the Archaim HaKadosh, Lilmoy Aleim, Kikulam Tzadikim, Ke'avoseim. Ve'elah Moisif HaRishonim, HaRishonim Lehem, Avram, Yitzchuk, Yaakov, Tzadikim, Elyon, Gemazi, Omos, Osu Habanim. Ve'elah Shemos B'nei Yisrael means that just like the forefathers, Avram, Yitzchuk, Yaakov, Tzadikim, Ve'elah Shemos, these Yud Bei Shvatim are also Tzadikim as well. But we'll see in the Morva Shemesh has a different pshat. The Morva Shemesh from page 3 says as well, Hinei Chazal Omru Kol Mokom Shenemar Ve'eila Moisif Al Rishonim Roy Lohavin Ma Hosif Kan. Ma Hosif Kan. The same question the Archaim HaKadosh asks. And he answers, V'yir Alimba Zopima Sha'omru Chazal Komokam Shagolu Yisrael Shechina Iman. That whenever Klal Yisrael went into Golos, the Shechina went with them. You know, Imo Anochi Betzara. So he says, that's the pshat. Look in the second column. Is there Romeis Hakosuv Ve'ela Shmois Ve'ela Mosif Al Rishonim Shebe'es Yiridus Yaakov Lo Yored Adayin Rak Hashem Yisbarach Ba'atzmo Lefodo. That when Yaakov went to Mitzrayim, Hashem went with him. But what about the Malachim, the Falmal Yedilei, the angels? Not yet. V'atok shehizchil ha'golos yordu gam ha'malochim. U'shmos romez l'shmos av yizborach romez gam kein l'malochim. She'mishtanim b'mishmoseim. That the shmos is referring to the malochim. Because the malochim have different names. You know, question, what's your name? They ask the malach, lama zeh tishma l'shmi. The malach says, I have different names, because I have different shlichuyos. And Hainu, what does it mean, B'nai Yisrael? B'nai Yisrael Saba, the sons of Yaakov. V'zeu haboim, loshen hove, mitzrayim es Yaakov, b'yuro, shebo liyosim Yaakov begolos. In other words, the sons of Yaakov are coming to join Yaakov in Golos. V'yomar achach agam kein ish u'beiso bo, ish, ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called ish. Shenikra Ish Melchama, Hashem Ish Melchama. Ubeiso Yashchina Diu Beis Delay. And that's the Shechina. Ubo'u Gamkin Lios Begolos Es Yaakov Duma Shadvar Mel Nibruzu Bezor HaKadosh. And the Zohar HaKadosh on page 2 speaks about this. So the idea is Eilish Shmos B'nei Yisrael, that till now HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. And now Mosif, even the Malachim. And the point being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with Yaakov in Mitzrayim, because on Imo Anochi Betzara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us when we're in Tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to join us. So now Ve'ela is Mosif, the Shmois B'nai Yisrael, the Shmois are the Malachim. Because the Malachim have different names based on their different Shlichuyos. So Eilish Mos, and now the Malachim are coming to join the Ishu Beso, the Ish Hashem Ish Melchama as well. And this is the notion. So Sefer Shmos starts off with this notion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down already, and now the Malachim are even coming to join. And the first pasuk, according to Morav Shemesh and Sefer Shmos, is starting off to teach HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mida of Imo Anochi Betzara. That Imo Anochi Betzara, that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you're Betzara, I have to feel the Tzara with you. And that's the beginning. Eila Shmos, Eila Moisif al Rishonim, that now the Malachim come to join HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yaakov Avinu and the sons in Mitzrayim. So therefore, this Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Imo Anochi Betzara, is the Midah of Moshe Rabbeinu. He learns, as we'll see in the Svarim, he learns from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Pasuk says on page 5, Vayhi Bayomi Mahim, Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetze Elocha, Vayar Besivlosom, Vayar Ish Mitzvi, Maka Ish Ivri Meyechov. He sees someone hurting someone else. Vayifen Kol Bachol, Vayar Kin Eish, Vayach Esa Mitzvi, Vayet Meneu Bachol. So Moshe Rabbeinu is Vayar Besivlosom. In other words, it's not a person who just says, oh, it's not bothering me. I'm okay, so I can move on. No. Vayar b'sivloisam, and as the Medrash Rabba says on page 8, Vayar b'sivloisam ma vayar shayaroa b'sivloisam ubocha. Ve'omer chalav chaval al mi'aleichem, mi'itei mosi aleichem, she'en lecha malacha kashem m'lecha satit. Moshe Rabbeinu sees how hard it is, and he went out to try to help. Rabbi Elazar ben Osha, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Ra'a Masoi Gadol Al Katan. Right, they would have a big peckle on a small person. Masoi Katan Al Gadol, Masoi Ish Al Ish, Masoi Ish Al Ish, Masoi Zokin Al Bachur, Masoi Bachur Al Zokin. V'yemaniach Duragon Shalom. He would leave his royal escort, the Holech, U'miyashev Lahem B'Sivloseim. And he would mishtatev in the civil of Osakiril Masayel Paro. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ata hinachta asakecha v'alachta liros b'tzaren shal Yisrael. You left your asakim, you left your royal escort, and you went to join in the tzaren shal Yisrael, v'nahaktav haminag achim, and you acted like a brother. Ani miniach es al yonim v'safdachtonim v'adaber imoch. I'm going to leave my royal celestial place, abode in Shemayim, and I'm going to come and speak to you. Tichsiv v'ya Hashem kisar liros. V'akadosh Baruch Hu b'moshe shesar me'asokov liros b'sivlosom v'lefichach v'yikra ilav elokim b'toch hasneh. That's the midah of Moshe. And as we'll see, the Sfarim point out, that's the midah that he learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Klal Yisrael is Gola, Gol Sashchina Imam. So Eila Shmos, what does it mean, Mosif? It Mosif now that the Malachim are coming down to Mitzrayim. Hashem first came, and now the Shechina, the Malachim, are coming as well. And that's the meat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the meat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have here, I wrote once in the Sefer something I heard from Rav Geli Shlita. At one of the Shabbos or Yontif table, I used to eat a lot by Rav Geli. So he said over from Rav Yonis and Eifshitz, even though in the Sefer it says it differently, but I'll tell you the way Rav Geli said it over. Rav Geli asked the Kasha, the Mefarshim asked, how is it that Shevet Levi wasn't in the Shibud? I don't understand. Paro's going to give Shevet Levi time off? So the different Mepharshim say, no, it was, even the Goyim recognized that there was a special group. But he says the following word. He knew in his astronomy, Rav Astadnina Shalo, that the Moshiach Shal Yisrael is going to come from Shevet Levi. That the savior of the Jewish people is going to come from Shevet Levi. So he thought like this. The only way that Shevet Levi is going to be able to produce a savior is if they really feel the pain. If they feel the pain, then a leader will emerge from them and be the savior of the Jewish people. So the chap was, leave them out of the Shibud, so they won't feel the pain. And Mimela, they won't produce that leader. But little did they know, says Rav Yonis and Eifshitz, that Moshe Rabbeinu had the midah that even if he wasn't physically involved, he had that empathy. And he was Sar Liros. And he had that midah of empathy and no se ba'olim chaveiro. So therefore,
Paro couldn't fathom that there should be such a thing. That somebody's not feeling the actual pain, and something else, and he'll still feel the pain, and still emerge as the leader. So that was that, and that's that midah. And that's, and you can read it here on the page.
Was the midah, and that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's interesting, there's a Gemara in Megillah on page 12, Chof Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara there has a discussion. Shalu Talmidah Vez Rab Zeira. The Talmidim ask Rab Zeira, Bameh Harachta Yam, what did you do to deserve long life? So he gives a whole bunch of things. Miyambai log parati mitok besi. I didn't get angry, you know, in my home. Lo tsa'ati b'fnei misha godol mimeni. I didn't walk in front of somebody greater than me. Lo hirharti b'vos hametunafos. I didn't think in divrei Torah while I was in a dirty alleyway. Lo holachti dalat amos. I wouldn't walk four amos below Torah, below tefillin. I never slept in the base medrash. Lo sheinis kev, lo sheinis rai. Lo sasti b'takolos chaveirai. And I was never happy when my friend failed. Lo sasti b'takolos chaveirai. So if you look in the Sefer Siach Sarfei Kodesh, he quotes from Rav Yitzchok Mevorka. A pshat, what does it mean, lo sasti b'takolos chaveirai? You know, it doesn't seem to be such a high madrega. Your friend messed up, so you're not happy. Okay, it's okay, good. You shouldn't be happy, but to say that was such a high madrega that I deserve the riches yomim because I'm lo sasti betakolos chaveira. So says of Yitzchak Vorka, no, it means something else. He says it means that when my friend had a problem, and I couldn't be happy with my own personal life. Not that I wasn't happy about his takola. Lo safti means I didn't have rejoice. I wasn't rejoicing in my own personal life because when someone else was betzar, I felt that tzar. So I couldn't fully rejoice when it was takolas chaver. Not like the pashut pshat. I wasn't happy for him that he failed. Lo safti in my own personal life when there was a takolas chaver. It was even though I should have been happy because I didn't have a problem, but my friend had it. Lo sasti betakolos chaveira. And then there's another famous chazal on the pasuk on page 14 here. Moshe hayaro et son Yisro. That Moshe was the shepherd, and the famous medrash on page 15 says af Moshe lo. And Rabbi Blau quoted this once from. And Aldo Slobodka is here. Av Moshe lo b'chono kadosh baruch hu ela b'tzon. Hashem tested Moshe with the tzon. Amar Rabbi saying, "Shem Moshe Rabbeinu olav Hashalom ro tzon al shal Yisro b'midbar." There was a famous maysa that Moshe Rabbeinu was the shepherd in the midbar for Yisro. So baruch mimenu gedi. So one gedi, one of the animals, ran away. Virat acharav. So Moshe Rabbeinu ran after the Gedi to find where it's going. Achegia Lachosis. Until he got to a certain respite, which, you know, had some water, etc. There's Damlo Berecha Shomayim. And then the Gedi went to the water. For Amar Agdi Lishtos. Came to give Moshe Etzel Omar, Anilo Yisi Yodesh, Aratza Yisa Mibnesh Tzomel. He says, now I understand why you were running. You were running because you were so thirsty, you went running to get water. So it must be that you're very tired. Ayefata. So Moshe Rabbeinu took him and carried him on his shoulder. Kivak Seif of Ayim Halech Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yeshul Harachimim Lin Hog Tzono Shal Basa V'dam. If you have Sos Rachimim on a sheep, so Chayecha Atatira Tzoni, you're going to be in charge of my sheep, namely Klal Yisrael. Moshe Hayaro Atzon, and that means that he was the right for the and there's a piece in the Or HaTzofen from the Alta of Slobodka. Rabbi Blau likes to quote this. He says, what's the idea, the bottom paragraph of page 16? The Lama Bochan Osom Dafka B'yuchsum L'Balei Chaim. Why? And it gives other people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests them with the animals. Why? Mishum Shemitoch Chach Mizgales Midas HaChesed Rachamim. Because if you're nice to the animals, it shows a certain level of rachamim, because that you're following HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu state racham aval kol masav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is racham aval kol masav. L'rabos kol habruim. To include all creatures. So if he shows that he is rachamim on even the tzon, so that is the meat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of halachta bidrachov, of racham aval kol masav. And that's, as we said before, that's how the Chumash Shmos begins. The Eila Shmos, the Eila, that not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu went down, but now the Malachim, so it's Ish, Hashem Ish Melchomo Ubeso Bo. And that's the pasuk in Yeshaya, Bechol Tzarosom Lo Tzar. That whenever Klal Yisrael is in Betzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to the stuff that says, "Kol zman shayu b'tzara, haya lo tzar," and that's what the says in the Gemara in Tainus on page 19. Lamet nosnim efer mikla al gabi teva. When you have a Tainus, so they would put some ashes on the teva. The teva is where you have the kriyas haTorah that represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting efer on himself. To show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishtatef b'tzar. That if Klal Yisrael has tzar, that they have to be gozer atainis. Imo anochi b'tzara. B'chol tzarosom lo tzar. Oh, Rav Moshe Shapiro from the library showed me an unbelievable vort in the Sefer Rabbeinu HaKadosh Mishinava. In the Sefer Rabbeinu HaKadosh Mishinava, son of the Divrei Chaim, Hashem Sharabeinu Higdir as Gadluso Shal Oviv Moron HaDivrei Chaim Zatzal. So he tells you how great he was, etc. But he says a vort. Take a look on page 22. Look at the paragraph three quarters of the way down. On the right side. Amar lo hadivrei chayim al pozit vayavek ish imo adalos hashachar. It's an unbelievable vort. And this vort really was the impetus that I gave this whole shiur. So when the Moshe Shapir said, this showed me this vort, I said, oh, now I know what I'm talking about. And then I, you know, put together everything else. But this was the, usually anytime I give a chumash shiur, there's one thing that you say, oh, this is it, and then everything else stems. So the one thing doesn't necessarily appear on page 1. It can appear on page 22. So this was the impetus. So it says, the pasuk says, "Vayavek ishimo aloch sashach." So Rashi says, "That's sorrow shal Esav." So the question is, it says ish. How do we know it's sorrow shal Esav? It says ish. What about the pasuk in Vayeshev? Vayifgesheu ish b'nei toeh basada. It's, Rashi says Malach Gavriel, but it's the same word Ish. So how did Rashi know to touch up that in Vayavik Yishimo is Sar Shal Esav, and when it comes to what, when Yosef was lost, Vayif Gesher Ish
It says the Malach Gavriel. So how did Rashi know that one case Ish means the Malach Gavriel and one case it's the Satan? So the Divrei Chaim answered, he says like this. Because Eitzel Yosef Kosov Evgeshev Ish Toeba Soda Vayom Matavakesh. So as over there, he saw, Ish saw that he was lost. And he said, you know, I want to help you out. What's wrong? Where are you going? So someone who shows interest to someone else, vaday malachu, he must be a malach. But by Yaakov Avinu, nevak imo ish aralos hashachar. And when Yaakov asks that he should give him a bracha, he says shalcheini ki ala hashachar. No, I have to go and sing shira. Shetzrichim lazor lihudi levarchoso lefeta ein lo pnai. Otherwise, the Ish over there, when Yaakov is asking a favor, all of a sudden he says, I don't have time, I have to go sing Shira. That Ish must be Sarah Shalesef. The Ish that's looking to help out, that Ish must be Malach Gavriel. And that's what the Divrei Chaim says. And that's the idea to be Benosei Ba'ol Im Chavero. And that's the Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Racham of Kol Masav. And that's why Moshe saw that Hashem saw that he cared about the tzon. There were some people, they only care about people who are, you know, quote, chashuva people, so they could, you know, rub shoulders with the important people and try to, you know, an important person is around, oh, I want to be the one to help him. But the person who, quote, is, you know, the people are not, you know, such famous person, to help him out, the guy that no one knows about, and you're willing to help him out, that's the Bechina. That's the Bechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Bechina of the Chesed. Everyone could wants to rub shoulders with the famous people, and say, oh, I helped out, this Gadol, this Rosh Yeshiva, this. But Racham Avol Kol Masav, even the animal. And there's a famous story that Rav Yehuda Abital likes to tell over. I was trying very hard to find the original source of the story in a more, earlier source, and I did a lot of work with no success as of yet. So, but we can say over the story, and if one day we find it in one of the earlier Sifrei Chassidus, we could find where it is. But he says over that when he founded the yeshiva Har Etzion, he was asked, what's special about our yeshiva? So he related the story about the Balatanya, who was studying Torah in his room, and all of a sudden he heard his infant grandson, the future author of Tzemach Tzedek, crying in his cradle. So the Rebbe closed his Gemara, went into the baby's room, soothed him back to sleep. He then went into the adjoining room where he found his son, the baby's father, who was the Mittler Rebbe, who was learning. And the Rebbe turned to his son in astonishment and said, why did you get up to pacify your crying son? The bewildered son looked up and answered, I was so immersed in my study that I didn't even hear him cry. So the Rebbe then declared, if someone has studied Torah and fails to hear the crying of a Jewish baby, there's something very wrong with his learning. So that was the story that he likes to tell over. Rabbi Berger likes to say it over in Rabbi Amital's name, etc. But this, I figured once I was making this, once Rabbi Shapiro said over this word from the Divrei Chaim, I thought of this story and all the other things putting together, and that's the Yisod, that the Torah is not about just amassing facts. Some people think that Torah is all about how many Torah facts do I know, and if I know more Torah facts than you, I'm a better person than you. Torah is about learning a lot, but as a result of learning a lot, making you a different type of person. Making you a person who's caring. You know, the Ramaral says, why is one of the Kinyone Torah Nosei Ba'olim Chaveiro? What does that have to do with the Kinyone Torah? I can understand Pilpul Chaveirim, Dikdu Chaveirim, but why Nosei Ba'olim Chaveiro? Because, so the Ramaral writes, because the Torah is given to Klal Yisrael. And a person who's part of the klal, who cares about the klal, he's more nitan that the Torah should come into him. And that's why Nosim Ba'olim Chavero is one of the kinyone in the kinyone Torah. And that we learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eile Shmos B'nei Yisrael, the Shmos of the Malachim, and the Ishu Beiso is the Shechina. And now they're coming more to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be with us in the Tzar. He cares with us. Mechol Tzarosim Lo Tzar. And that Midah was the Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Moshe Rabbeinu picked up and therefore became Roy to be the Manig of Klal Yisrael. And everyone in his own life, has to, of course, like Rav Shimon Shkup says, everyone has to care about themselves also. They can't just care about others. You can't neglect yourself. But that's what Rav Shimon Shkup says. Kedush Pshat in the Chazal, Ki Kadosh Ani, Kedushosi, Lamal Mi Kedushoschem, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu only cares about everyone else, not about himself. But we have to also care about ourselves as well. But sometimes a person only cares about himself, and he's not Nosi Bolim Chavero. And the idea is to just do it without expecting any tashlum, not necessarily for anyone who's quote famous or because Rachem Bavol Kol Masav, every human being, and that transforms you into a different type of person. And when you transform to a different type of person, that's the whole Yisod of Limud HaTorah. And that's how the beginning of Sefer Shmos begins, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu caring, Moshe caring, and this is the Midah that should be inculcated in each and every one of us.